Get ready for the fastest 30 minutes in radio as we bring you full circle in what's happening in the exciting world of Michigan Tech athletics.
Patan, he'll shoot. Score!
Here's the serve. Calhoun setting it in the middle. Black! Huskies just blocked it big time.
Interception by Brett Jermaine.
Outside, Hawk for three. It's good!
Nice. Dribbles once, pulls up, shoots.
It's time for Huskies Drive Time, found exclusively on your voice of the Michigan Tech Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies Drive Time is ready to roll. Now, here's your host, Dirk Hembroff.
Thank you very much. Mitch Link, all set to go with Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93. Real quick, a birthday. Brianne Karn has a birthday today, 27, from Bootjack. And Wes Fromm is in our studio. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning.
It is Tuesday, Huskies Drive Time. Another big week of Michigan Tech sports upon us, and a good one to wrap up to. We'll talk about that as we move along in this half hour. And don't let me forget, Wes, let's give away some AT&T Real Yellow Pages Lazy Boy Lookout seats today for Michigan Tech hockey.
Sounds good.
Try to cram that in here today. But lots going on.
Home hockey, Dirk?
Yes, home hockey.
Home hockey?
Remember that place known as the John McGinnis Theater, Nice Street?
Well, I haven't been there in quite a while. I don't think a lot of people have, and looking forward to having home games. Obviously, they don't get any bigger in the WCHA for us, with Minnesota State coming in and two huge games. If the Huskies have ideas of winning the WCHA, and I know you're going to have Coach Pearson on later on for his hour-long show, but fantastic weekend of hockey coming up, 7:07 both Friday and Saturday nights, and should be a lot of fun, Dirk. They're the only game in town this weekend for Michigan Tech. The basketball team's back on the road as they head down to Ferris State and Grand Valley. Thursday night, Ferris. Saturday afternoon, Grand Valley State, and they start the North Division. They've finished up all the South Division teams. Women went 6-2 in the South, men 4-4, and it only will get more difficult for the men, especially the North Division is extremely tough right
it
now.
It is, eh? I mean, yeah, just
it's,
so
it's
tough.
It's just very tough. And but, you know, it's fun because I think you've seen the growth of our team over the last, you know, 2 months, you know, where they've come from and where they are now. And I think, you know, they'll play right with every team in the North Division and hopefully continue to get better. And who knows, you know, we got a lot of season left for both basketball teams. The women's team, 8-4. I know Coach Cameron probably not thrilled with that record, but still pretty good considering the injuries that we've had. Two of our starters out since week four, game four. So great game down at Ashland. Couldn't get over the hump.
As we would expect it to be. I mean, just not the right score.
Yeah, right. And both games were a lot of fun. A good weekend. You know, both teams got wins on Thursday night and just couldn't get over the hump on Saturday. And you know, back on the road, unfortunately, I think they would rather be home this weekend with the long bus trip back. You know, we had some weather on the way back, so, it was just a really long trip back, and heading back on the road tomorrow, but that's the way it goes. And the good news is, you know, January is a lot on the road, February is a lot at home for Michigan Tech, and you know, depending on how things go, that could be a big factor for them. So
absolutely. And we'll talk all about that. In fact, we'll talk basketball when we come back. It's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 with our weather brought to you by Superior Accounting and Tax Services.